Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the DC Sports Live podcast presented by Marlowe Furniture, Travis Thomas, Skip Carter, as always. And we have a special guest in the building.
You know, our guy Tim Shovers, who helps put these things together for us, has always said, you know, we really need to class up the joint.
No doubt.
Because you're reckless.
Yeah.
What can we do to add a modicum, just a little bit of class, style?
It's a lot of it.
So what could we do? Who could we invite? I've got an idea.
Who?
How about Julie Donaldson?
Give it up for Julie.
La, la, la. Thank you.
Hi, Julie.
I have to say, this is my very first time joining your podcast. Mm-hmm. And if I can bring a little bit of class to you guys, and I have done my job, because I've worked the show with you long enough to know that's a challenge.
To be fair,
I love you guys, yes, but that is a challenge.
To be fair, it doesn't take much to class this joint up, but
don't pull me down. No, how's that?
Travis.
I think when she walked into this,
let's elevate our game tonight.
She walked into the studio. Yes. She looked you right in your eyes. She said, "Make my day."
Okay. Why are we doing all these references to like 90s?
I don't know. We got Pump Up the Jam somehow in our head.
Yeah.
And it's just the same as when you come at us with your
friend. Oh, do not give the world the French accent.
I won't do that, but we're doing it because it's because on, let's sweat, and we're thinking about.
And then we went to the
80s draft.
I'm gonna have
because of that. Yeah.
And it's Friday. It was Friday night.
No doubt. I'm gonna have all kinds of songs for sweat as he is just sacking quarterbacks all year. So we'll get to the draft, but I want to go ahead and bring the party down
a little bit,
mention that we're all still crushed from the Caps Game 7 loss.
Yeah.
To the Hurricanes.
Yep.
In fact, I think I'm scarred for life.
But wait a second. Are you really? Because every time we talk to you about this, you find comfort in the fact that they won the Cup last season. And to me, that's almost an excuse for not being as hungry this season.
Yeah, I'm going through all the stages of grief, I think, because the night of and even the day after, I was like, well, we got a Stanley Cup. I don't care. And then as the subsequent days have come and gone, I'm actually now more sad. It's like a delayed reaction for me.
I think the players still have that hunger, although it was interesting. Braden Holtby, when they were cleaning out the lockers, had an interesting quote. The motivation changes after you win a championship. And the hard part is trying to find what that motivation is to kind of keep you going to win the second one to a third one. So they learn from that.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be back next year. From a fan standpoint, yeah, it sucks that they lose early. But you know what? Knowing that 11 months ago we were partying in the streets, doing everything, it at least lessens the blow a little bit.
But see, I mean, how many times did we say, did the Cup erase the fact that they could not get out of the second round? Because this team for years was built to win a Stanley Cup.
Mm-hmm.
And they year after year after year exited too early. Mm-hmm. They failed to live up to expectations. They finally get the Cup, and then they revert right back to where you were before that. We by all means, went into this expecting more, wanting more. And yeah, you tip your hat to what the Hurricanes did. You tip your hat to Carolina and being able to move on. You tip your hat to wherever they go, except for the fact that to me does not excuse the fact that we wanted more out of this Capitals team and should have gotten it.
It's a fair point. I think there's one
thing. I'm going to be a hard mom.
No, you're going to be a hard mom, but you're going to be a fair mom, and that's all that matters. I'll say this. I also think maybe we've undersold Carolina a little bit. I mean, this team means business. They're a tough team, and I believe they're going to push the Islanders to 7 games. Let me bring it up a little bit.
Well, hold on. Before we do that,
go ahead.
I think the part that actually stings more than anything is the fact that you look around the league and all the other good teams lost. Calgary lost.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tampa gets swept out.
Right.
The Penguins are gone. So, like, literally, you're looking at it from a Caps fan standpoint and thinking, oh, man, the road is clear.
Yep.
You get past Carolina. You get past a tough Islanders team, but the Caps have more talent than them. Oh my gosh, you're looking to get back. And then it's like, oh, the crushing double overtime. That's the part.
I mean,
I think that stings
more than the loss.
When it comes
to hockey in postseason, it's all about kind of pacing yourself and being hot at the right time. Yeah. And maybe a lot of those teams winning their division just went too hard too early.
Because definitely Tampa.
If you're going to, yeah, and you know, they were going for the regular season goal. And while that's great and all, you still have a, hopefully another few months of hockey to play.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, so
bring it up.
I want to go to
draft
night.
Yeah, let's go back to Palm.
Happier times, draft night for us. First of all, Julie and I were on 24-hour draft coverage. That's a fact.
Literally.
I
think so.
24-hour for 48 hours draft coverage, by the way. So, you know, I obviously want to tell our stories and everything we went through, especially you, Julie, where you were. But I want to go to you, Skip, because you're a Redskin fan.
Yes.
Okay.
And I got to say, you know, to me, every year after the draft, there's always those winners and losers list, right? And the studs and duds of the draft.
Yep.
And for once, I felt like the Redskins really were winners in that first round. I thought they could, they may be the best team in the first round.
I think this is the first time as a Redskin fan I woke up the next morning and saw the winners and lose, and the Redskins were not just one outlet, another across the board,
yes,
universal,
unanimous.
Everyone loved the move.
Yep, mm-hmm.
The quarterback that they were looking for, that they need, fell right to them at 15, and then they were aggressive. They gave up a second round pick and next year's second round pick to get back in the first round to pick the guy that they could have picked at 15. How great is that? And both guys are going to help. Sweat's going to help right away. Haskins might help right away too. He's going to be in a competition. I think it was absolutely – I loved it. The second-round pick giving up next year, they get one next year.
Right.
They can always trade back and get that pick. That's fine. I love getting two impact guys.
When
love
you
it.
Can get those caliber of players, 100% you have to. And
yes.
When you realize that Haskins was there for you at 15, I don't think you had any other choice but to take him, being the position that they were, knowing how much they favored Haskins, knowing how much they had liked him coming into it. They had liked him over Daniel Jones. Mm-hmm. So it was almost the best situation that they didn't have to sit there and choose. Jones is already gone. Haskins, of course, I think his ego would, you know, when he grew up a Giants fan, would love to have been having that opportunity. But this is home for him. He is a Washington Redskin right now. And he and his family will 100% embrace that. And every time the Giants come to town or they go to New York, look out. We are going to have a good storyline and some good quarterback battles to see who really did end up being the quarterback that can contribute the most.
Well, it won't be Daniel Jones. I'm just going to go out on a limb and say that. Jules, you know, you mentioned Dwayne and his family. You were there not only on draft night, Julie. I mean, leading up.
Since this kid's 13.
Literally, you spent so much time with this guy mm-hmm. and his family. Can you tell us what it was like to be there at his draft party next to him when this happened?
You know, again, I have followed this kid since before he even came here. I was aware of the move that was potentially going to be made, the possibility, the potential, hearing how he had this arm at such a young age. So he's been on my radar for quite a while now. So following him over the last 9 years, seeing his path through Bolas High School, how much he chose that school because that's where his sister wanted to go. And it really was that easy of a decision to say, hey, you have the opportunity to go to good counsel. You have the opportunity to go to good or to go to DeMatha. Where do you want to go? Well, my sister wants to go to Bolas because she wants to go into the arts. She wants to perform on stage. They have a good program. That's where she wants to go. That's where we're going to be. And that is the kind of family that this is. Their core values, they go by faith, family, and football. And yesterday, this was their plan, or during the draft, this was their plan all along before he went in, to not go to the draft, but to be able to sit back, be with the family, be with the support system that has gotten them to this point. And as he said, look, you know, this has been 13 years in the making. Why would I not want to celebrate it with the people that got me to this day? And watching him fall, it was so intense. I don't think I took my eyes off of his face from the moment we got there until he was picked. I was zoned in to see because he's such an even-keeled guy. And, you know, I asked him that when we followed him out in L.A. I said, you know, you are so even-keeled. You don't show a lot of emotion. And he said, yeah, I almost get a little bit of slack for that because people want to say, does he have any personality at all? Is he just kind of like this guy that has, you know, kind of just a chip on his shoulder and maybe a little too arrogant? He has lots of personality, but that's part of it is he's level. And that comes into play when he's in high pressure situations.
So you were on the set doing the draft show. You were out at the bowling alley where they're having the party. So I'm back here at the station watching this, and we have a camera on him the whole time, like you said, and we're watching him. And he's pretty calm to the whole team, the teams that need a quarterback trying to pass on. But when the Giants pick, and they picked Daniel Jones, and he did that little, what did you guys think about that? I think it's awesome. It is I love it.
And, I mean, look, Julie said it. We know at least twice a year for the rest of his career that he's here. He's getting up for the Giants. That's for damn sure.
He's getting up for every team. Yes, he wanted, and from the beginning, you know, that's where it was anticipated and projected that he was going to go, because you needed somebody to eventually replace Eli Manning. It seemed almost like a natural fit.
Right.
But so do the Redskins, because this is where his family lives. This is what he calls home as well. So 100% him being here in Washington, that's just going to extra motivate him. And I don't really think this kid needs any extra motivation at all. You really don't, I believe, at this level. But yeah, you are going to get up when you go for there. You are going to say, you know what? Everybody that doubted me, I've heard that. Everybody that said, you know, I can't move, I can't run. Let's watch and see how he progresses, because he didn't play a lot of football. He only had that 1 year at Ohio State. But if you look at the way he progressed at Ohio State, and you look at the games that he came up in, the big moments, the big games, you saw the touchdown to interception ratio significantly drop. And he had weapons to play with. That's going to be one of the big questions here in Washington, D.C. What receivers does he have? How is that O-line going to be able to give him time? How is this system going to fit for him? But I guarantee you 100%, he will learn, he will grow, and he will likely surprise. Yeah, he's going to be just like any rookie quarterback. There's going to be some moments along the way that are going to be some growing pains. But I believe that he's a quick kid that will learn and get over those. And that even-keeled personality is just going to be able to feed into it.
One of the best parts of our jobs is we're around former athletes a lot. And conversation, I'm not going to say who it was, but you and I were involved, Travis.
Ooh, I'm intrigued.
And you know, when the athletes ask, oh, do you care when you face your former team or the team that passed you up in the draft? Oh, no, 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 it's not one game. What did he tell us? That person told us, oh, hell yeah, they matter. Yep. You know damn well he wants to show everyone, especially New York,
and I mean, the come division on now.
They pass on. And that's going to be
awesome.
And
how many times have we also heard them put it in the reference? It's like you're seeing an ex. You're seeing somebody that turned you down. You're seeing somebody that maybe broke your heart. You want to look good. You want to be like, you know what? Let's see what you passed up on.
What are you trying to say, Julie? What are you trying to say, Julie?
Julie is the one that got away.
I know, right? Wait, Julie. Wait a minute now. What?
You have me blushing.
Okay. See, that was
maybe I did that to myself. I'm just saying.
Somebody's thinking when they see Julie, damn,
this
what was
that? True story. True story. We're getting. You want to turn the lights down a little bit?
DC Sports Live Uncut, right?
We're supposed to make this classy, guys.
Oh, that's true. Good point. Maybe
but come
we should
on,
end
you
it
know,
here.
we've actually heard plenty of athletes make that analogy before.
No
and
doubt.
It just goes into it. It does matter.
Well, listen.
You go back to your reunion, you want to be like, all right, let me show everybody what I've become and what I am.
Let's be honest, too. We're all competitive, but when you are an elite athlete at this level, I mean, they will beat their grandma in dominoes. Mm-hmm. They will show no mercy. These guys are all wired that way. So, of course, he wants to beat everyone, but he's going to put a little extra sauce
on
the Giants.
And you talk about that. Odell Beckham Jr., tweeted at him saying, all right, show them what they missed.
Yep. No doubt
so
about it.
So you don't think that this is resonating in their minds?
Of course it
100%
is.
100% it is. 100%.
Landon
yes.
Collins wants to hand it to the Giants, too. You can believe that.
Wow, Beckham has a grudge against the Giants. Shocking. Exactly. Real quick before we get to Sweat, when does he make the impact for the Redskins in the regular season? Does he start week one? Do you think it's in the middle of the season? Does he play at all this year? What do you guys think?
I say he does play. I say he gets in there. It wouldn't surprise me if he's out there week one, but I am okay if he takes a few weeks. You let Case Keenum kind of like lead the way a little bit. But let's also not forget, too, that this team has a very hard schedule out of the gate. Those first 5 weeks for them are so important. You need somebody who can manage the game and be able to make sure that you just don't turn the ball over. You keep control and you give that defense an opportunity to make some plays. You can't get down early in this season going into the year. Haskins will come in. He will make an impact. We will see him play. I wouldn't be surprised if it's week one, but I'm okay if it takes a few weeks before he's out there.
Travis?
Y'all are going to think I'm crazy. I don't think it matters. To me, this season's a wash. I think whether
you're already throwing in the towel?
Not the towel on the season as it pertains to their record, but for him, yes. I just feel like whether it's week one or week six or week 10, I don't think it matters. To me, the future is where we're looking with him.
Right.
So this is all about a developmental year. I'm with you. Maybe let's give the veterans a chance. Some of it is because this is going to be a run the ball, good defensive team. It doesn't matter who's under center. So that's why I'm kind of like, nah, let's just let the kid develop and get to him when we get to him. I think the future, when you start to add those weapons you mentioned, now we're cooking with peanut oil because now it's going to be on him. It's going to be his franchise. It's
and,
be
and
his
that's
team.
What Redskins fans have to realize is, you know, there's such this immediacy to win now, win today. And Haskins, he will leave his impact on this franchise. It just may be a couple years, but in a couple of years, the growth that he will have with that experience, he'll be someone to contend with.
I don't think he's going into training camp as the starter. I think it's going to be a competition. I think he will have every opportunity, though, to open eyes. And if he impresses, I look back to when we were talking earlier today. Remember what happened with Seattle? Seahawks signed Matt Flynn to a big contract from Green Bay. They happened to draft this guy, Russell Wilson, in the third round. Let's see what happens. What happened? Russell Wilson opened eyes right away, and they said, you know what? We're giving Russell Wilson the job from the get. And he's one of the best quarterbacks in the league since then. I'm not saying that's going to happen with Haskins, but I bet you it'll be a competition. It won't be his, but if he impresses and opens up enough eyes.
I'm fine with competition, but that's what makes it so much fun.
I'm just glad he's on the roster. I mean, backup, third string, starter.
Yes. Yep.
He's there, and we know eventually we're going to get to him.
Real quick, Sweat, what do you think? That pick too?
No-brainer. Listen, for me, I understood why he dropped because, you know, listen, a medical issue is a medical issue. But then come to find out, that may have been botched. So now you're looking at a guy who had top 10 talent who drops down
26?
That low?
Absolutely.
So my understanding is what? He had like an enlarged heart. You'd have to monitor.
Allegedly.
But this was what one team's doctor evaluated and said. And the Redskins doctors did their own evaluation on him and said, no, that's not necessarily the case. He's good to go. But either way, look, he fell to the Washington Redskins. And to listen to him, he said he wanted to walk out on his own draft party because he was getting so frustrated. The anticipation was so high. He was going to be going top 10. This is the guy the Washington Redskins wanted, but you said no way he's going to be available.
Bigger chip on the shoulder, Haskins or Sweat. And I love that they both have it because they're both going to come out with something.
They both have boulders on the shoulders. I
love that.
Yep.
Ryan Kerrigan should be happy. Mm-hmm. Reuben Foster, the rest of the linebacker should be happy. The defensive line. I'm telling you, they have the makings of something good on defense. The offense is going to need some work, but the defense should be improved.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the offense.
And the defense is young.
And hungry.
So it's not like their time is right now. You still have, what you said, with Haskins, those 3-4 years, you still have that time with this defense.
Yeah, and I also think the offense could be better than we think. We just need the football gods to have us stay healthy for once. I mean, with a healthy offensive line, a healthy running back core now, when you look at that core of running
better
backs.
Better than you think, they have to bring in some names in order for me to maybe say that.
That's fair.
You have to bring in some weapons. You have to bring in some receivers. And a veteran receiver that can come in and contribute right away.
Well, one thing's for sure, we're looking forward to the season.
We are.
I mean, literally, it's not even May yet, and we're already talking NFL.
Is it crazy? I want to fast forward to the summer and the fall. I just want to skip it all.
I'm so ready. I'm ready for week one. I'm all in.
All in for week one.
All in for... No! Oh, Skip. DC Sports Live, presented by Marlo Furniture. Julie
Thanks
Getchum.
For letting me join you guys.
This has been the DC Sports Live podcast brought to you by Marlo Furniture, Washington's home team since 1955.